Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast this Thursday. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which aims to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. God established the church as a display of His glory here on earth. One of the church's main purposes is that God's glory and His name will be ultimately lifted up through its existence. Today, Bishop Dag will take a closer look at what makes the church glorious according to God's standard and will help you escape being in a church without ever experiencing the true glory of the Lord. Today, I believe that yokes that prevent the glory of God from being manifested in your life will be broken. Listen and be blessed.
How many are expecting miracles tonight in the house? Hallelujah. Lift your hands with me. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirst in my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me. Till I want no more. My cup, fill it up and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsty of my soul. Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy.
But then I heard my Savior.
But then I heard my Savior speaking. Draw from the well. Like the woman at the well.
Like the woman at the well. I was seeking
for things.
For things that could not satisfy.
But then I heard my Savior.
I heard my Savior speaking.
Draw from my well, that never shall run dry. Lord, please fill my cup tonight.
Fill my cup, Lord.
Fill it up, oh Lord.
I lift it up, Lord.
Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, as you fill our cups tonight. We ask you, Lord, to glorify your name tonight. Fill till we want no more, Lord.
Father, I love you. I praise you. I adore.
Follow me.
Refa, thy name in all.
want you to glorify your name today, Lord.
Glorify thy name.
Jesus, I love you.
Jesus,
come on, lift your hands to the Lord. I praise you. And I adore you tonight, Lord. Please glorify your name.
Glorify thy name in all the earth.
The Lord, I love you.
Spirit,
I sing it, everyone. I love you. I praise you.
I praise you. I adore.
Glorify your name tonight.
Glorify thy name.
Jesus, we thank you. Father, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, we accept your presence and your power here tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we will not go away the same as we came. And thank you for these miracle services. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the help of your Spirit. Thank you for your glory that you will show us in these few days. I pray for everyone here, from the pastors to the old members to the new people to every visitor. I pray, Lord, that none of us will go away the same way as we came. In the name of Jesus. Open our hearts, Lord. Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to see and to know and to understand, to hear and to flow in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I believe that God has great things in store for his church. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5. The theme for our convention is glory in the house. Amen. Glory in the house. Now, the Greek word for glory is the word doxa. D-O-X-A. And it has a very important meaning. Glory or doxa in the house. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5. And we want to read from verse 25. It says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen. Notice verse 27. It says, that he might present it to himself a what type of church? A glorious church. Amen. A glorious church, or a church with the glory of God in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Now the word glory means glorious. Hallelujah. It means glorious. Is that not so? And that also means honorable, gorgeous, splendid, beautiful, mighty, strong. Amen. All right. So the word doxa or glory means these words that I have mentioned: glorious, honorable, splendid, gorgeous, mighty, strong. Have you got that? Okay. So that is the type of church that the Lord Jesus is working on getting for himself. Hallelujah. Are you excited about that? A church which is glorious is a church which is strong, is a church which is beautiful, which is splendid, which is gorgeous. Hallelujah. Which is honorable, mighty, beautiful. Hallelujah. Now, glory in the house. You see, we are in the house of the Lord, but we could be in this house without seeing or experiencing the glory of the Lord. Is that not so? You can have a house, all right, but it is not beautiful, splendid, nice, and all those things. Is that not so? Now, God wants his church, not that he wants his church is a glorious church, but he is working on it for his church to become really and truly glorious. Hallelujah. Just like you have a bride, the Bible says he has given the example of marriage. It says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church, and then gave himself for it, so that he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. All right, so Christ was trying to wash the church, amen, with his word, so that he could now present his church back to himself, a glorious or splendid, gorgeous, united, strong, splendid, beautiful church, which is nice and powerful to look at and to observe. Amen. Now, when we talk about a church, the church being glorious or glorified or full of glory or having glory in the house, I am not talking about the physical building, because there are church buildings which are beautiful. They are splendid. You know, some of the most beautiful and most expensive church buildings are truly glorious in the natural. Physically speaking, they have marble floors, special windows, air-conditioned buildings, carpets, perfect carpets, not like ours. Don't look too closely. And they have beautiful instruments, perfect sound system. But in the Bible definition of glory, there is no glory in those churches. The buildings are gorgeous, beautiful, splendid, honorable, mighty, strong. But the church, which is made up of the people and made up of us, you and I, is not glorious at all. So when we talk about glorious, or we are talking about what makes the church glorious, ladies and gentlemen, we are not talking about the building that the church occupies. You may have a church in a classroom, but you may truly be a glorious church. You may have a church under a tree, but you may be a truly glorious church. In fact, it is said that many of the churches which have finally ended up in beautiful buildings have kicked out the Holy Spirit from their buildings and from their ministries. And so the Holy Spirit has to go and find somebody else and put him, get him under a tree to start, or in a classroom, and start all over again building a glorious church. And then usually when that guy gets to a very nice building and he's painted everything and all that, then he kicks the Holy Ghost out, and then the church begins to die, and then the Holy Ghost has to go and find another uneducated, unwanted, half-caste person to start from nowhere and come through an unexpected route and build a glorious church. And then the cycle goes on. The person now gets to a point where it's like everything is so nice, and then Holy Spirit, you see the door, out you go. And then the Spirit of God has to go out. And so the cycle goes on. And that is why God's work keeps going on, and God keeps on raising up new people. Amen. He keeps on raising up new people. When our time is over, God is going to raise up other people who are going to also come and do God's work and do God's will. A time may come when Lighthouse may be so big. I pray that that would not happen, but it's happened in many denominations. A time may come when a church may be so stiff and the Spirit of God cannot even move, and there's no glory in the church, that people would have to start. God will have to raise up people and start from under trees and in classrooms, and God forbid. But that's what has happened. I don't want to mention names, but if you don't have to look very far. You can see them all around. Churches with beautiful buildings, with the pastors well dressed in beautiful skirts and dresses and so on, and you find out that, you know, the Spirit of God does not seem to be working there. A committee seems to have replaced the Spirit of God. Subcommittees seem to have replaced the Spirit of God. And all sorts of other things have replaced the beauty and the splendor of the church. So the question we need to ask ourselves is that, what makes the church glorious? Hallelujah. What is it that really brings the glory? You know, what God calls glory. What is it you may call having tiles on the floor glorious or beautiful? You may call a blue carpet glorious or beautiful. You get it? Or you may call a sound system very nice, very clear, not too loud, not too soft. You may call that glorious. But what does God call glorious? Amen. What is glory to God? Amen. Are you understanding? Because beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. How many have heard that before? Beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. What I may marry, you may not marry. What I may think is beautiful, you may say, no, I don't think so. There are people who think that is beautiful, and others think, no, that is not beautiful, that is beautiful. And beauty lies in the eyes of the chooser, if you don't understand the beholder. The chooser, the one who chooses, the one who decides, this is what I want, this is nice to me, it's his choice to decide what is beautiful. So God has his church. He has his own bride. Amen. And we got to ask him, Lord, what makes the bride nice to you? Amen. What makes the bride nice? Are you listening to me? Some people may do their hair in that way, and then the bride begins to look nice. I remember when we got married, my wife went to a hairdresser and did a hairstyle which the hairdresser thought was nice. And I did not think it was a nice hairstyle. I am the owner, so I can decide what is nice for me. Hallelujah. Because I have that right. And of course, the hairdresser is entitled to her opinion. Some people do hairstyle with a tower. Have you seen that? Tower of Liberty. That is what is nice to somebody. But I wouldn't allow my wife to do that hairstyle in my house. Personally. Because I personally would say that, no, I think you look better in something else. So, and some people really like that. Some like this. Some like cornrow, pompidou. What do you call it? cornrow, rasta, jerry curls. Choose it. Amen. But you have to allow the bridegroom to say what is nice to him. And Jesus Christ is the bridegroom of the church. We are the bride of Christ. I said we are the bride of Christ. And so we need to find out from the bridegroom, hey, bridegroom, what do you like on your bride? How do you want your bride to dress? What do you want your bride to wear? Do you want your bride to wear nice buildings? Do you want your bride to wear the gifts of the Spirit? What is it that is going to make the bride look nice to you? Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, when the church becomes glorious, when the church becomes glorious, then we are getting ready for the return of Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, when you see a bride wearing the white and looking the best she could ever look in her life, then we are getting ready for the meeting of the bridegroom with the bride. So when Jesus Christ sees the church ready, wearing the white, perfect dress, then we are getting ready for the wedding. Then Christ's return is imminent. And I believe that we are in the era of the glorious church. I say we are in the era where the glory, what God calls glory, not what I call glory, or what you call glory, but what God calls glory is going to come into the church. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60, verse number 1. How many want the glory to, God's glory to be in the house of the Lord? Isaiah chapter 60. We are going to read from verse number 1. That Isaiah chapter 60 speaks about the glorious church. Arise, shine. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Amen. I predict and I prophesy that as things get darker in this world, the glory of the Lord will shine in your life. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. If you think for one moment that things are getting better in the world, let me inform you that things are not getting better in the world. If you think for a moment that things are getting better in this world, not only Ghana, but we are in Ghana, so let's use Ghana. If you think things are getting better in Ghana, go and ask the Bread Sellers Association. Go and ask the nurses. Go and ask the doctors. Go and ask the taxi drivers and the transport owners and the petrol sellers. If you think things are getting better, ladies and gentlemen, I came to tell you that as far as the secular, you see, not only that, as far as the secular world is concerned, darkness is enveloping the world. The sin and the satanic and demonic oppression and the last day move of demons is multiplying. You go to Europe, things are getting darker and darker and darker. I was in South Africa and I was speaking to a pastor, and he was telling me he's working with certain doctors, an elderly pastor, about almost 70 years old, and he was telling me that 48% of the people in his city have HIV. And he said that, and he was talking to another junior pastor, and he told the pastor, he said, you see your people in your church, 48% are, he said, in a few years, half of the people in your church will be dead. Because you see, the HIV is also in the church. Because some of us were in the world and we came. And even when we were in Christ, we went and came. Amen? Amen? And if you think it's getting better, man. They are doing campaigns and what. But you see, HIV is not controlled by education. And has never been. He cannot control that thing. Very powerful something. With education. But as it gets darker in the world, economically, socially, physically, you will get brighter and brighter and brighter. Hallelujah. In Ghana, people may be getting poorer. You see, what I'm saying to you now, begin to believe. Because as I'm saying, because if you don't believe, the darkness will grip you. And as people are driven backwards into despair. Many people in Ghana are despairing. Many people are down and wondering how to let their salary reach 2 weeks. Or for their salary to reach 10 days. You see the books that we're talking about? That's why we're selling at that price. Because the time you finish selling, the books we sold, we have almost nothing to go and print. It's finished. You cannot even reprint. It's worthless. A 4,000 CDs book, we used to sell these books for 8,000 CDs. It's nothing. So, ladies and gentlemen, as things go down, people are down. And that's what the Bible says, that for behold, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But, I came to tell you, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and the glory shall be seen upon thee. You are going to get brighter and brighter and brighter. I said, you are going to get brighter and brighter and brighter. You are going to get brighter and brighter and brighter. Since we came to this city, this town, Kolegono town, there are people who have become poorer and poorer and poorer. And there are some of us who have become blessed and blessed and blessed in the same place. Darkness is covering, but the glory is shining upon you and is shining upon me. And the Bible says, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light. You see, the Gentiles are the unbelievers. They will see that there is light, that there is a solution with you. They will see that you have an answer. And the Bible says, the Gentiles will come to thy light. They will watch you. They will watch the glorious church, and they will say, my! There is something that seems to be working for these people. And the Gentiles will come to our light. The light that they see that we have. And kings, thrones shall come to the brightness of thy rising. I see you rising. I said, I see you rising in town. I said, I see you rising in town. The time has come for the believer to rise up. I say the time has come. The whole church is rising up. If you are a member of this church, I predict your rising and your promotion. I said, I predict your rising and your promotion. As the darkness covers the whole world, you will be isolated in the light. And you will see that you seem to be rising. And all around you, people are down. People are not knowing how to pay rent, and you are rather building houses. People are not knowing how to survive, and you are employing people more. People are not knowing how to wear clothes, how to buy even the bend down. They are struggling to pay for the bend down. Do you know bend down? Yeah. The boutique of boutiques. mother of all boutiques. But even as they are struggling to bend down, you will be lifting up your head and say, how much is that one over there? How much is that one over there? How much? I like the one over there in the glass. I want to choose three of, give me three of those. Give me three of those. Man. When people are bending down, you will be lifting up because God is raising you up in town. And people will see and say, hey, Charlie. And they will come to your light. So we want to learn from you, man. What do you do? How do you do it? How do you survive? Your other shops will close down, but you will open new shops, more shops. Other businesses will be closing, but your business will be expanding. From this day, you are moving from survival to prosperity. I said you are moving from survival to prosperity. Come on now. Prosperity is coming your way. I say, I see a rising. I say, I see a rising. I see a rising. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Whether you like it or not, things are spiritual. Before there will be light in the physical, there will be light in the realm of the spirit. Before you die, you are dead. Before you die, you are already dead. You are dead and gone before the thing happens. Before you live, you are alive. Before you prosper, you've already prospered in the realm of the spirit. You just walk into it and they welcome you and say, welcome, sir, we've been waiting for you. It's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual thing. I said it's a spiritual thing. Begin to receive it in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you something. I see darkness all around, but I see light on your life. I said I see light on your life. I see light on your life. I see light on your life. We came to this community 6-7 years ago. This April, this Easter, 11th April 1993. It's been 7 years. When we came here, all this was not here. All this was not here. There was gross darkness around us. The darkness was gross. The rubbish dump was 3 floors high. People were afraid to have their weddings here because of the flies. When you have a reception here, the flies, the collegonal fly will come and kiss your wedding cake. Before you have a chance to cut it, the collegonal fly has kissed your wedding cake. We couldn't have communion at a certain point because the collegonal flies were kissing the communion cups. They were drinking the wine before we could get there. Gross darkness was around us. Toilet was all around us. Depression was around, unemployment around us. But in the midst of everything, I said in the midst of everything, the Lord has taken us to 20 different nations from this place. We have gone to 20 different countries all around the world from this place. That is a miracle. And I see that miracle happening to you. I say, I see that miracle happening to you. I see that miracle happening to you. People may, they may say, hey, man, where can this girl go to? But you go to more than 20 different nations in this life. There was one lady, she used to ask her mother, man, mama, I don't look like somebody who ever traveled. I don't think I'll ever travel. And her mother said to her, one day you will travel so much that you will be tired of traveling. One day, I predict for your life, you'll be traveling so much, you'll be tired of traveling. I said, you'll be tired of traveling. You'll be tired of traveling. They'll be calling you, saying, I can't go, I'm tired. Yesterday I went to London, I've come back, I said, I should go to America. I won't go again. Man. And all they will be left with is false accusations. When people cannot find out and understand what is making you have your breakthrough, then they begin to level the most amazing accusations against your life. They begin to create stories. They begin to fabricate. They begin to twist things. They begin to make smoke come out of sawdust. But I see God giving you a great light in this nation.
Lift up your eyes, run about, and see. Motre fama beta zoche ba de kabale. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. The glorious church will have great increase. Thousands and thousands of souls will gather and come. Anybody here who is a pastor, open your eyes and your heart and your spirit. Because the glory of the Lord, when the glory of the Lord, you see, the first verse says that the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. So when the glory of the beauty of the gorgeousness and the splendid nature of God comes upon the church, Bible says that the sons and the daughters of the ministry, the sons and daughters of the church will gather from every corner of the world. They will come. There will be people coming. God will give increase and growth. Enlargement. Read it for yourself. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nest at thy side. God will give you sons and daughters. I see God giving you an Elijah spirit and not an Elisha spirit. Amen. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles, that is the power of the Gentiles, the economic wealth of the Gentiles, it will be handed over to you. I said it will be handed over to you. How many believe that? Do you know that the Bible says that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just? Do you know that any time a rich unbeliever dies, he leaves money behind? Do you know that somebody has to use the money? Do you know that you are the next person to be using the money of a rich unbeliever? You don't know? It's real. I said it's real. As I'm walking here, people are working for me, unbelievers. They are sweating hard. Let's just continue working. They are all my employees, but they don't know. Do you have employees in the realm of the spirit? Yeah? They will just hand over to you. The strength of the Gentiles will be transferred to say, here's my strength. I've given it to you. Amen. Believe it too. Verse 6, the multitude of camels, cars. You see, camels were olden day cars. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, and dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. See, these are German made cars, French cars, and all they from Sheba shall come. These are Japanese cars. And then they shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. Man. The glorious church is a blessed church. I say the glorious church is a blessed church. There will be... No, I want you to notice something. As we progress in this nation, you just look at Lighthouse Chapel. I don't want to talk about it. Many businesses are going down. They can't know how to import the next sack of rice, the next carton of milk to sell. Sugar. Bread, they are almost about to go on strike. Perhaps we are returning to 1983 when there was no bread in Ghana. And when there was no bread in Ghana, we were eating yam. My father had a hotel. He used to serve yam in the hotel for breakfast because there was no bread in Ghana. Boiled yam. Boiled yam for breakfast. International guests were eating boiled yam because there was no bread. Boiled yam and tea. So we were having a famine. But as the darkness increases, your brightness begins to increase more. Amen. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on thine altar. And I will glorify, verse 7, the house of my glory. Hallelujah. You see, God is explaining what the glory is. Not your definition of glory. His definition of glory. I said, not your explanation of beauty.
that a church should be now. You know, the world tells us, you know, you have to start a school if you want to be a good church. Have to have a hospital if you want to be a good church. Start a university if you want to be a good church. That is the world. Since when do unbelievers tell the church how to run the church? Goodness gracious. What to wear? What to say? How to talk? Verse 9. Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far. God is going to give us sons and daughters from afar. I said God is giving us sons. Lighthouse Chapel, now we have sons and daughters in faraway Australia. And they are coming. Amen. To bring their sons, their silver, and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel. Why? Because he has glorified thee. Because God has glorified his church. When the glory of the Lord is on the church, there will be wealth in the church. I said there will be wealth in the church. I said there will be wealth in the church. And you know, it takes a miracle to be wealthy in Ghana. Because a nation which is against wealth, it's difficult for rich people to be happy here. Because the rich people are afraid whether their houses would be broken down. Or whether if they enter the wrong political books, something would happen to them or to their properties. So in such an environment, it's even more difficult. And that is why 43 years after independence, £1 is worth about 8,000 or 9,000 cedis. There was a time that one cedi was a pound, or £1 was one cedi. And now £1 is about 8,000. Not 800, no, not 80. 8,000. Several thousand percent. Because under this type of environment, if you find out that you cannot do much. But I want to tell you, listen, ladies and gentlemen, that the story of Africa is changing with you.
Amen.
I said it's changing with you.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 11. Verse 10. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee.
Amen.
Big people are going to bless you. Amen.
Amen.
For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee.
Amen.
Therefore thy gates shall be open continually.
Amen.
They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. Oh man, the power of the unbelievers are coming into your hand. I'm not saying go and get cocaine money from cocaine dealers. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the wealth of the wicked coming into your hand. Amen. Verse 13. And the glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. And I will make the place of my feet glorious. Listen to me. God is saying right here that he's making the place where his feet will be glorious. I see God making Lighthouse Chapel a glorious church. How many agree that the feet of the Lord are here? And the place where his feet will be, there will be glory. He will explain to us what is glory. Let's read on. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee. And all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet. And they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations. I see you becoming a joy of many generations. I see you becoming a joy of many generations. You will find a job when there are no jobs in the town. You will find employment when there is no employment in town. When everybody is down, you will be an eternal excellence. in the city. Next time they are looking for a prosperous person in Accra, they will come and discover where your house is. I said they will come and discover where you are staying. Next time they are looking for an example of somebody who can make it in spite of everything, they will search hard to find you in particular, because God has lifted you up in the land. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations. Verse 16, thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles. Wow. What is the milk of the Gentiles? What is the milk of the Gentiles? They are the life. The milk is the life. The life of the unbeliever. The life of Japan is their money. The life of Japan is their money. The life of Germany is their money. America is their money. They all serve one God, money. And God will cause us to suck the milk out of them. Amen. I said, you will see it coming to pass practically. I said, you watch and see. There are people who have hated us so much. Because God has blessed us, they say we are cocaine dealers. It's a pity. But they will have to keep watching. Because as they are going down, we'll be going up. And they will wonder. My wife always tells me the story of how her father was a prosperous man in Takoradi. And there were stories about him that he had a sore on his back that, as if a lizard or something comes to lick every day. And that is the juju power that gives him the strength to be rich in the town. And a lot of people, even members of this church who knew them, they believe that story, that the man was succeeding because of that sore at his back that they were sucking every day. That is the agbala that he was using. But you see, one time that old man said something. He said, as they hate you more, you'll be prospering more in the hatred. You'll be prospering more in the hatred. I see you prospering more in the midst of the hatred. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Walk in your blessing, sister. Walk in your blessing, brother. Begin to suck and enjoy the milk of the Gentiles. Begin to extract the milk of the Gentiles. Begin to take the milk and the honey of the Gentiles and the kings in the land. Begin to receive the spirit of prosperity. Walk out of here. Within 2 years, begin to be changed completely. Let your whole life and your whole demeanor be changed. Let your days of walking be over. Your days of driving new cars and driving other cars have arrived tonight. Begin to walk out of your difficulty right now. Out of debts and out of struggles and out of wondering what is the price of this and what is the price of that. And what is the price of this and what is the price of that. The day cometh when you shall not consider what is the price of this and what is the price of that. Because you shall have abundance. It shall not matter to you what the price is. Whether the price is up or whether the price is down, the Lord shall cause you to have abundance. And you shall not wonder what is the price of this or what is the price of that. Sucking the milk, and then shall suck the breast of kings. Come on now, royalty, royalty. Those who suck the breast of the royals, they are rich people. Prince Philip and others, the children of Princess Diana, they suck royal breast with royal milk. That's why they own castles today. they own riches, diamonds, wealth. When God tells you that you are going to suck the breast of kings, man, man, how many want supernatural blessings today? God is showing me right now that several people are receiving supernatural promotion. Don't doubt it for a second. Do you know why? Because even in the natural, the way things are, the way things are going naturally, you can never prosper. If you just follow the natural, except God helps you. So when I'm saying that God is helping, just, brother, swallow the thing and then move into your supernatural blessing. I see you sucking the breast of royalty, royal kings and priests. Verse 17. For brass, I will bring gold. Ajay, for iron, I will bring silver. And for wood, I will bring brass. and for stones iron. And I will also make thy officers peace and thy exactors righteousness. All those who are wearing brass rings is being converted into gold rings right now, Jesus. You see, I went to town and I saw somebody selling a lot of wedding rings. And I asked, how much are your rings? And he said, 2,000 for one. And very beautiful ring for 2,000. And I said, man, I could marry with this ring. 2,000 is very cheap. So two rings is 4,000 and then you have a wedding. The AMA certificate is 5,000 cedis plus 4,000 for the rings. 9,000, you have your complete wedding. But you see, that ring, when you wear it for 2 days, the color will change. There are many things you see people wearing, earrings, this, that, all brass. But tonight is a night of conversion. I said, it's being converted from brass to gold. I see you covered with gold. I said, I see you covered with gold. One day I sat with an ambassador, not a Ghanaian ambassador, ambassador of another country to another country. And then he looked at his wife and he was talking about money. And he said to his wife, you know, he said, when I have, I will cover her with gold. He said, when I have money, when I'm blessed or whatever, I will cover her with gold. And he looked at the wife and he said, you know, I will cover you with gold. Man, I see you covering your wife with gold. Yes. 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 I said, I see you covering your wife with gold. I see you being covered with gold. Man. The days of struggling with brass is over. The yellow thing is not gold. Wow. I will also make thy officers peace and thy exactors righteousness. Verse 18. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. You know, the word salvation, you know, comes from a Greek word sozo, S-O-Z-O, which is something that we could talk about for a long time. But it means God saving you from your sins, God healing you. You know, the woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says, and she was made whole. The same word in the Greek says she received her salvation. Wow. You know, the demonic man is the same word. And he was made whole. He received his salvation. The salvation is healing from every disease, is healing from sickness, is healing from your sins, is healing. The word is used there. I tell you, when God says that he's making your world salvation, it means his healing anointing is coming into your life. I see God's healing anointing coming into your life. Hallelujah. How many know that he's a healing Jesus? How many know that he's a healing Jesus? What a healing Jesus we serve. What a wonderful Savior we have. What a healing Jesus. Thank God for the wonderful miracles that he does. You know, I was in South Africa and we saw so many, 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 many miracles. You know, the Bible says a prophet is not without honor except in his own home and in his own country. Sometimes you see greater miracles somewhere else. But I saw so many great miracles. And as I was taking the testimonies, I just remembered a testimony. And I said, I remember this lady, you know, and I mentioned her name because I remember her name, Patricia. And I remember giving a testimony. She had one ectopic pregnancy on her right side. She could not have a baby. And tonight God is giving you a baby, whoever you are, in Jesus' name. She had one ectopic, and when you have an ectopic pregnancy, they cut off the tube like that. Is that not so? And they tie it. Is that not so? Do they tie it? When they are doing ligation, all right. They cut it off. All right. So, and you need a tube to become pregnant. And the tube was cut on this side. And then she had another ectopic on the left side. And the tube was cut a bit. They tried to save. And then she became pregnant again. Third year. Second year. No, third one.
on the left. So she had had now two ectopic pregnancies on this side, and this side the tube was cut off, and this side she had had two, and they cut it off and still left a bit. And the third time she had an ectopic pregnancy there. So for 4 years after she was married, she had an ectopic pregnancy every year, and the doctors gradually cutting off until they had cut off all the tubes. And when she woke up from her operation, the doctor told her she can only have a baby by two methods. One is by a test tube baby. That is, you get the sperm from the man and the egg from the woman, and you let the two of them meet in a tube. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then when the human being is formed in the test tube, then you inject it into the woman. Because there's no way without the tubes that the sperm and the egg can meet. Because the sperm will meet with the egg in the tubes and move into the womb. So there was no way. So they had to do either a test tube. And she told me the price of the test tube baby. That was 6,000 rands. South African money. And the only other way she could have a child was to have an adoption. To adopt a child. But she came for a miracle service. And the power of the Holy Spirit came upon her. When God says salvation has come, God is saying that healing has come. God is saying that you are being made whole of your mental illness in Jesus' name. God is saying you are being healed of your depression in Jesus' name. God is saying you are being healed of your emotional setbacks in Jesus' name. Let me tell you something. Emotional things are more difficult to solve than physical things. They are the things that the doctors struggle with. Doctors don't know how to solve them. We deal with them and we can't seem to be making a breakthrough. But I want you to know that when you meet Jesus, all those things will vanish in the name of Jesus. And so this lady didn't have any way of becoming pregnant, and she felt the power of God coming over her. And when she felt the power of God coming, she believed that she received, and she became pregnant. When she went to see the doctor said, "You are now becoming mad because you cannot have a child. I am the one who did the operation on you. It is not possible. You must go to see the psychiatrist." But she ran away from the consulting room, and she believed that she was pregnant. And lo and behold, her stomach began to get bigger and bigger and bigger until it became so big that it burst and a baby came out. Hallelujah. And so there she was standing there a few years ago when I was in South Africa. She had the baby. And you know, when I was preaching in South Africa just a couple of weeks ago, you know, I mentioned this lady and I said, "Is it possible that she's here?" Because she was not a member of that church. And I said, "Are you here?" Her name is Patricia. And there she was. She was sitting right over there and she stood up with a baby, with a child. Man, I said, "You can't get it better than that." And she came out with her child. And she came all the way to the front with her child that God had given to her, a baby boy. Wow. I mean, you can't explain a miracle better than seeing the miracle there. You are talking about a thing, then the person stands up with the child. He said, "This is the child." And it's exactly. And explanations have to just end because the thing is right there. Hallelujah. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that God's healing power is real. God's healing power for your life is real. The devil is the destroyer. He's the killer of your marriage. He's the killer of your home. He's the destroyer. But Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." I see God giving you life today. I see God healing you of your diseases today. I see God answering your problems today. I see God taking you forward today. I see God bringing His glory upon you. The glory is upon you. The glory is upon you. The glory is upon you. When the glory of God is upon you, your life will be glorious. Your life will be beautiful. Your life will be gorgeous. People will look at your light and they will come to your light to learn from you and to see what the Lord has done for this man. Man, I've got to find out how he got it so that I can experience that peace and that love and that prosperity. The sun shall be no more light, in verse 19, by day, neither for brightness. I'm reading it all because at the very end is a very wild blessing that I want about 17 people to take home. Shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. The sun shall no more go down,
neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thy everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning, the days of your crying, alone into your pillow, crying and saying, Lord, when? Lord, when will you answer? You bless everyone on the left. I see you bless everyone on the right. People come around always testifying. And Lord, I cry and nobody knows what I'm experiencing at home. When are you going to bless me? The days of your crying are over tonight. The days of your mourning are over tonight. The days of discouragement are over. Because the Lord is the lifter of your head. I say he's the lifter of your head. He is the promoter of your life. For there comes a rising in your life tonight. There comes a promotion in your life. Verse 21. And thy people also shall be all righteous. Sin shall no more captivate you. I prayed for one young man. He came to give his life to Christ many years ago. And he said, sir, I have a problem. And I said, what is your problem? He said, young women are my problem. I said, man. God is delivering you today. Be healed in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, God is delivering you from being an animal. I say, God is delivering you from being an animal. Amen. You are greater than an animal. Amen. You are superior to an animal. Amen. Amen. God is healing you of your drinking, whoever you are. Be healed of drinking akweteshi and Guinness and all those things. Be healed and be loosed today in Jesus' name. I said, be loosed in Jesus' name. Some of you have to drink something to come alive. You have to take something to cool you down, to make you sleep, and something to revive you so that you can flow in life. By the power of the Holy Ghost, be loose from all those things in Jesus' name. You must smoke something to be okay. Man, I see God loosing you right now in Jesus' name. And thy people shall be righteous, and they shall inherit the land forever. And the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. How many know that God is glorified when you are blessed? God is glorified when you are blessed. And the last one, a little one shall become a thousand. Wow. I said, wow. And a small one, a strong nation. I see you becoming a strong nation. And I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Wow. Come on now. Come on now. Come on. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one, a strong nation. Receive it now. I said, receive it now. Receive it now. There are several people here. You can't speak English well. It looks as though it is a hindrance to your progress. But I declare today that all limitations that are over your life because of your education and your background are removed in Jesus' name. You will become the great nation that God has destined you to be. I said, you will become the great nation that God has destined you. You will become a thousand. Every limitation in your life is removed right now. I said, it's removed right now. It's removed right now. God is glorified when you are blessed. God is glorified when you go forward. God is glorified when you are increased. In this church, we encourage you to prosper. If you buy a new car, we will shake your hand. We will congratulate you. We will say, well done. If you build a house, we will not break it down. We will not ask the ashes to break it down. We will not call the Aquaba ministry to go and burn it or bomb it. We will congratulate you. And God will congratulate you. And God will be glorified as you are blessed. That is a glorious church. That is just one aspect of the glorious church. And I see God bringing a glorious church into our lives. Lift up your hands and thank him right now for a glorious church in your life. Thank you, Lord, for a glorious church. Thank you for a glorious people. Increasing, Lord. A little one that has become a nation. Young man, God is raising you up to be a great nation. Young lady, God is raising you up to be a great man and a great woman of God. Mando sapendele brobe senjono mona cabrales. Thank you, Lord, for your great blessing upon your people. Thank you, Lord, for your great blessing of the glorious church upon your people. Thank you for the great anointing of your of blessings upon your people. Thank you that night after night, Lord, you will pour out your blessing and your anointing and your spirit, and you will show us, Lord, and you will take us deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the glorious church, into the glorious church, into the glorious church, into the glorious church. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for glorious brothers, glorious sisters, glorious mothers, glorious fathers, glorious church, being blessed and increased and enhanced. Yeah, we see the darkness on the left and the darkness on the right and the darkness all around, but we see the glory. We see the light of the glory of God coming over our lives. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit. What a healing Jesus we have. Lord, glorify your name tonight in our midst. Lord, heal our diseases tonight. Lord, take away those burdens from our back. Lord, you said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, we come and ask in Jesus' name for the rest that you promised. We ask, O God, for the rest that you promised. Give us the rest, O God, that you have desired. Mandolo provese kembro tabarese. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Our world shall be salvation. Our world shall be healing. Our world shall be deliverance. Yea, although the enemy shall come against us in 1,000 different ways, Lord, we shall experience your salvation. We shall experience your power. We shall experience your healing. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lifting up every hand to the Lord, just stand to your feet, please, for a moment. Jesus, your name is power. Jesus, your name is mine. Your name is mine. Jesus, your name will break every stronghold. Jesus, your name. Your name brings healing. Jesus, your name brings healing. Jesus, your name. Church in our midst. Just lift your hands and thank him right now for a glorious church. Thank him for a glorious church. You are part of a glorious something. The glory of the Lord is upon you. Oh, God will make his name glorious upon you. He will glorify his name in your life. He will glorify your name. He will glorify his name. Monde crebele molambre te si jombolo morede che malerede. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Jesus, your name will free every captive. Jesus, your name is love.
Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for your healing power and virtue in our midst tonight. Thank you, Lord. If you are not well in any part of your body, I want you to place your hand right there. The healing power of the Lord is going to come over you right now. Now, if you have any other problem, maybe not a medical problem or emotional, spiritual, financial, as we enter this time, the Spirit of the Lord is going to move over your life and is going to heal you. And he's going to deliver you because he's a healing Jesus. I said he's a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus tonight. And I know there's almost nobody here who came in who does not have a need of some sort. By all means, there's something that you want to say, Lord, I believe that I'm going out of this place without this problem in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for every need right now. Touch, Lord, and heal. Touch. Touch and move by your powerful Spirit, Lord. Take away, Lord, burdens right now in Jesus' name. Let demons fly out of people right now in Jesus' name. Let every disease be terminated in the name of Christ Jesus. We command every disease and symptom to vanish right now. We command it to go in Jesus' name. We command tumors to disappear. We command eyes to open in Jesus' name. We command ears to be opened in Jesus' name. Let the leg, somebody's being healed in the leg. Somebody's being healed in the right leg. Receive your healing right now. If it is your knee, place your hand on your knee. If it is your back, place your hand on your back. God is doing it right now. Somebody with a gynecological disease, God is restoring your womb. God is healing you right now. God is healing you right now. He's a healing Jesus. 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 Yes, receive the healing right now. He's moving through the congregation. I can sense the power of the Holy Spirit. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. He is the Lord that healeth thee. Right now, receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Somebody be healed in your financial life. God is giving you wisdom. Wisdom to come out. Wisdom to govern yourself wisely in the affairs of this life. God is giving you wisdom. God is bringing you wisdom. God is bringing you wisdom. He's healing your business, healing your finances, healing your marriage, healing your life. Lumbo kabera, remendele bereketele mole. What a healing Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Somebody with a problem where you need an operation, God is healing you. God is healing you right now. Receive it. I don't know who you are, but receive it. It's coming on you right now. Receive the healing anointing. Receive the healing anointing. You will live and not die. Somebody who needed an operation of some sort, that tumor is disappearing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That lump or whatever it is going away because he's the Lord that healeth us. Somebody be healed in the stomach. Receive your healing right now in Jesus' name. Migraines are being healed. Eye pains are going. Pain in the eyes disappearing. pain in the breast is vanishing. Receive it right now wherever you are. In the back, receive your healing. The backs are being healed now. Begin to bend your back. Begin to see that the Lord has touched your back. Yes, He has straightened the vertebrae. Straighten every problem in your bones and in your body. Arthritis is being healed in the name of Jesus. He's the Lord that healeth thee now. He's the Lord that healeth thee now. The power of the Holy Spirit is here. The power of the Holy Spirit is here. The power of the Holy Spirit is here. Walk in the healing anointing. Right now, as I'm speaking now, the healing anointing is flowing. The healing anointing is flowing. Yes, maybe you've heard of it. You've seen it happen to other people. But tonight is your night. Tonight is the night you are experiencing it. Tonight is your night. 9 months from today, you shall have a child. 9 months from today, you shall be laughing. You shall be rejoicing. For I, the Lord, will do it. I will bless you. I will give it to you. What you thought would not be, I have done it again, says the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what a mighty and healing Jesus you are. Oh, yes, begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord wherever you are that He has healed you right now. He's healed you. Thank Him for His power. Thank Him for His Spirit. Thank Him for His anointing. Thank Him. Panko sunde, panko sendo, bronte kerele, lembro sedelere, shindele brevelere. Oh, thank Him. Thank Him for His power. Thank Him for His anointing. Thank Him for His healing. Thank Him. What a healing Jesus. What a healing Jesus. What a healing Jesus. I found Him. Begin to examine yourself. Begin to check yourself. You notice that certain things have changed. Lean Jesus
to restore, refresh, and renew. What a healing Jesus, yeah, for such a time as this. I cry on Him, Son of Righteousness, Son of Righteousness.
Lift up your hand and thank Him. What a healing Jesus He is.
What a healing Jesus. I found in You.
What a healing Jesus, Lord, we have in You, Lord.
What a healing Jesus.
To restore.
To restore. Refresh. And renew.
What a healing Jesus we have.
What a healing Jesus.
Hey.
For such time as this, I rise on Him,
Son of Righteousness,
Son of Righteousness.
You know, I just feel the presence of the Lord here. Lift your hands with me. I just feel the presence of the Spirit of the Lord here. Just receive, take in a deep breath, receive the power of the Holy Spirit. His glory is in the house right now. Thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You. Like a wave, Spirit of the Lord, flow through Your people right now. Receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive the touch of the Spirit of the Lord. Receive the touch of the Spirit of the Lord. It's flowing. Just take it, just receive an anointing. Receive the presence of the Lord. Yes, He's here in a way that He's not in your home. He's here in the habitation of His house. Mono sembro fredele mlakatale. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank You. Thank You for Your presence. Thank You for Your anointing. Thank You for Your power. Hallelujah. As every head is bowed, please, for a moment, every eye closed. If you are here, you came to church, you had a problem, you realize that there's a change. God has healed you tonight. Maybe there was a problem, there was a symptom, there was something, but you can sense that God has healed you and you are actually healed. Maybe there was something, but it's no longer there. And you can sense that God has touched you tonight. I want you to just raise up your right hand. Feel that God has touched you tonight. Just lift it up high. Thank you. Lift it up high. Thank you. Upstairs, everywhere. Lift it up high. You sense that God has healed you tonight. God has touched you. Maybe you came with some kind of a problem. But you can sense and feel. Not that you are believing in the future, but right now you can actually see in yourself that something has happened. All right. God bless you. Lift it up high. Don't be shy. I want those of you who have been touched, God has healed you or whatever, I want you to just lift up your hand. God bless you. I see so many hands lifted up. Thank you. I just want to pray for people, a few people tonight. And I believe that God is bringing the glory of His church. You know, tonight we just spoke about one aspect of the glorious church. That's just one side of God's increase, wealth, and blessing, and enlargement. It's just part one of about six or seven different things that a glorious church is characterized by. But it's a real aspect. It's a real aspect of a glorious church. Hallelujah. All pastors who believe that God is giving you a glorious church, I want you to just come in the front here and let's pray. If you believe that God is giving you a glorious church, just the pastors, we just pray for a moment. You know, we are just going to pray in the church. This time we spend a little time praying, a little more than usual. And but I believe that God is doing something in our lives. Amen. He's giving us a glorious church. I believe a time is going to come when certain expenses of the church will be paid for by so many people who quarrel over trying to pay for those expenses for the ministry, because there will be so many blessed people, amen, who are going to fill the house of the Lord, and their blessing is going to have an effect on everything that the Lord is doing. Pastors, just lift up your hands and just thank Him for a glorious church. Receive it. The Bible says that He's washing His church with the washing of the water by the word for a glorious church. A glorious church. A glorious church. A glorious church. Father, thank you that every pastor whose hands are lifted up to you are receiving that anointing to have and to be in charge, Lord, of a glorious, gorgeous, beautiful, splendid, honorable, mighty, strong church. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The days of struggling are over, says the Spirit of the Lord. The days of struggling in classrooms and struggling with 5 people and 10 people are over. God is giving you an established, glorious church. Lift up your hand and receive. Your sons and your daughters shall come from far. They shall come from the north. They shall come from the east. They shall come from the west. And it shall come to pass, says the Spirit of the Lord, that in that day you shall know that I have given unto you the glorious church. Glorious church. Glorious church. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for a glorious church. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for all these pastors, Lord, that you would anoint them, that you would give them that glorious church. As they stand here with their hands lifted up, Lord, oh yes, give it to them, Lord. Give it to them, Lord. Give it to them, Lord. Answer their prayers, Lord. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it right now. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, all pastors, you may go back to your seats. Kind of a business. Lift up your hands. The Spirit of the Lord is coming upon you right now to do well and to prevail in the ministry. Can I have some oil, please? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, as we stand here, I want you to believe in. Believe. You know, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Zacharias and told him that you are going to have a son called John, he laughed. He thought it was funny. And the angel said, because you've laughed and you didn't believe what I was saying, you will not be able to speak for some time. You see, sometimes when God is telling you something, that this is what he's going to do for, we think it's funny. It's like the man is saying something crazy. But tonight I want you to know that it's not crazy. And God is going to make millionaires out of you. As you stand here believing, God is going to do it. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Father, anoint these ones and use them in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on this one, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be loose into the anointing for a glorious church. Be blessed, my son. Badosom Pakabala. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you, Lord, for your blessing. My son, may you prosper. May you be blessed where others have failed. May your rising come forth. Come forth. Come forth. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. May everything that you lay hands on, may it work. May it prosper. May it succeed. Badogro boshodele kebredele medele. Bolo brosadalare. Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I see yokes breaking. Yokes breaking. Curses. Yokes. Be broken now in Jesus' name. We break your power. Obstacles and obstructions and surrounding hindrances. Loose now. Loose now. Loose now. Loose now. Walk in the blessings of the Lord. May God lift you up and establish you. Oh, may you go from darkness to light, and may people see your light and come and rejoice at what the Lord has done. Be blessed, my son. Be blessed. Shimborole, shimbolorede, defredele medele. May you go out of darkness into light. May people come to experience your light in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it. Receive it. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mamobroso. Bobroso. 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 Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit move. Spirit move, Lord. Spirit move. Be blessed. Oh, may the Gentiles come to your light. May they see the glory of the Lord upon your life and upon your ministry. May your hands be anointed. May your hands be anointed. Whatever you do shall work and shall succeed. It shall be blessed. Thy rising has come. Rise and be a star. Rise and be a star in the kingdom. Be a star in the kingdom. May your hand be filled with abundance. I see your hand filled with abundance as you serve the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Daughter, you can make it. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you for your anointing. Hey, bro, so. Fill, bless, bless. May the Lord increase you and establish you and prosper you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, no, 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 no. May you experience His power lifting you up, answering your prayer, answering your prayer, answering your prayer. Oh, let your glory come forth now. Come forth now. Come forth now. Come forth now. In the name of Jesus. Mochigale, simolore, belletine, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. As it come and help me. Father, thank you in the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Oh, hallelujah. 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 May your endeavors succeed from today in the name of Christ Jesus. May you succeed and may you bless. Be blessed where others have failed. In the name of Jesus, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your blessing, Lord Jesus. Do we? May you receive more contract than you can carry. More than you can carry. May the glory of the Lord be upon you. Beautify. Splendid. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for your blessing. To heal, to bless. Prosper. Jesus. I can never hallelujah. Thank you. No more, no more. Simple de que molabre. Bolode. Veleneno. Oh, yes. You walk in it. 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 All right. If I pray for you, may go back to your seat. Lift up your hands. Oh, may you build more houses in the name of Jesus. I will walk the path. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Leave them down. Don't struggle with them. Thank you. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be blessed. May your business prosper. May God give you wisdom. Open your eyes. Inspire. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Never the same, never the same, never the same, never the same.
I can never return.
Oh, yes. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Thank you, Father, for your blessing. 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 All right. All right, this is the last group.
Burn away the child and let them.
All right. If you are not here, please go back to your seat. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands, please, those of you in front here. Father, I want you to ask God to touch you and bless you. You who are not respected will be respected. You who are not regarded will be regarded. Those that hated you and despised you they will come and see what the Lord has done. And it's the Lord who does it right now. Wherever you are standing, begin to receive it now. It's coming on you. It's a spiritual thing. It's the glory of the Lord. It's the glory of the Lord. It's the glory of the Lord. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Receive it. Walk in it. It's the blessing of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Prosper. Prosper. And be blessed. May the glory of the house be your glory. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Kromo Sajale. All right. Wave after wave. Wave after wave. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fill this holy place. If I pray for you, you may go back to your seat.
Wave after wave. Wave after wave.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my daily camera. Thank you, Lord. 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 Bless this young lady, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Wave after wave.
Bless. Bless.
Bless.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, prosperity. Thank you, Jesus. Samala. Jesus, thank you, Lord, for your blessings.
Wave after wave.
Thank you, Lord.
The glory of the Lord
fills
this holy place.
Yes.
Wave after wave.
Succeed.
Wave after
wave.
Wave after wave.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wave after wave.
Thank you for your blessing, Lord Jesus.
The glory of the Lord fills this holy place. Wave after wave, wave after
wave.
All right. Wave after
thank you for your
blessing.
Jesus. Can the people with the testimonies come? But I want to pray for you. If you have, if you are married, you have a child, or one child or less, I want to pray for you. I want you to know that God is giving several people tonight children. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you have one child or below, I'm going to pray for, I'm breaking the family planning barrier in your life. Hallelujah. If you don't have a child too, I'm also praying. Amen. God is doing something tonight. Okay, so as I lay hands on you, just believe that you receive. You are not. If I touch you with my hand, know that you are walking away with a blessing. Amen. Amen. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Father, I pray over this anointing oil. It represents the Spirit of God. As soon as it touches your people, thank you for children. Thank you for more children, more blessings, more blessings in Jesus' name. Begin to receive it right now. Thank you, Lord. Be blessed, daughter. You can do it. You have it. Be blessed. Be blessed. I break the yoke. I break the yoke now. I pray for you again in Jesus' name. And I say, be whole and be healed and be blessed. Be whole and be healed and be blessed. Believe you receive it right now. Believe you receive it right now. Because it's happening. It's happening now. Now. Let all fears and anxieties go out of you right now. In Jesus' name. Take it now. Take it. It is yours. It is yours. It is yours. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. May the Lord give you the desire of your heart. The Lord give you the desire of your heart. The Lord give you the desire of your heart. If you have a child or one or below and you want me to pray for you for more, Father, thank you for your blessing. Receive it. Be blessed, my son, be blessed. Be blessed. Come this way. Be blessed. Father, thank you for your healing power and your healing virtue. Thank you for your anointing that makes a difference. Thank you for your anointing that makes a difference, Lord. Thank you for your power that makes a difference, Lord. Thank you for your power that makes a difference. Thank you for the healing anointing, Lord. Thank you for your blessing. Oh, yes. Yes. For mercy, Jesus. For mercy. Grace and mercy, Lord. Grace and mercy. Grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me pray for Jesus. Thank you for healing and blessing and answering her prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Father, thank you. 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 It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happened. It's happened in Jesus' name. It's happened. It's happened in Jesus' name. It's happened in Jesus' name. It's happened. The blessing of the Lord. 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 It's upon you. The blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. Dumbro Sanjama, Dimbro Kosologi, Bregene Sabalana, Blonzende Brovanele, Hinde Mocloso, Tusucrus Tunchundele, Berendele Mosumbro, Debe Shembele, Brosendele Bekele. Father, thank you. Thank you. God is giving you. Receive it. 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 Be blessed. Be healed, daughter. You are blessed. You can do it. You have it. Satan, be quiet. I said, be quiet. I said, be quiet. In Jesus' name. Mando Sokromolo. Foshige Begegala. Sagre Bunche Krama Lasta. Receive it. God has done it. You don't even have to believe it. He has done it. He's done it. He's done it. He's done it. He's done it. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blessing for these ones. Mombro sada, brandeleste, broste kedra, stambolo steste, hagalabra, sobre kedra, stamba juleteste. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. Munuru muchi, ambruduchi, amedeche, bonde bode sebrebele. More than you can carry, more than you can carry, more than you can carry is given to you, more than you can carry is given to you. Monde calabra, receive it. Be blessed. Be blessed. You have it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you for answers to prayer. Oh, yes. 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 Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for more children. Blessed. Blessings. 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 Salvation. Salvation, healing, salvation. I call for salvation in the realm of the spirit. I call it out. I call it out. I call it out. I call it out. I say, come forth, come out, come into their lives. Salvation, salvation, healing, blessings of the Lord. Thank you, Father, for blessings of the Lord. Blessings of the Lord. Blessings of the Lord. Blessings of the Lord. Don't struggle with them, Isaac. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for healing. If I prayed for you, may go back to your seat quickly. I want Rosemary and Co to come if you are there. We are closing. The last group should come, please. Come. If you have a child or less than a child, or half a child, I can see some halves and three quarters around. Daughter, come. You know God has given you a child? Don't struggle. Don't be afraid. Amen. 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 Father, thank you for a miracle. Thank you for blessing her. answering her prayer in Jesus' name. Be blessed, daughter. Be healed. Be anointed. Be delivered. For mercy and grace, we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing for these ones. Bola Shabaraka. Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you for children. Thank you for children. Thank you for children. Oh, thank you. We curse the spirit of barrenness. It's gone. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for your healing anointing. Thank you for your healing anointing. Thank you for your healing anointing. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Boloro, 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 boloro. To testify and to declare that the Lord is good. He's good. He's good. He's good. And his mercies endure forever. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Be blessed, daughter. You are blessed of the Lord. You are blessed of the Lord. If I've prayed for you, you may go back to your seat. Father, thank you for a miracle. And for this pregnancy. And for these babies. More babies. More babies. More testimonies. In the next few years, we declare more testimonies. More testimonies. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Be loosed and be healed. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Be blessed. 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 May the Lord give you all the desires of your heart. Be blessed. Yes, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Thank you, Jesus. God give you the desire of your heart. In Jesus' name. Be blessed. Walk in your blessing. Be blessed. Be blessed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for children. Thank you, Lord, for answers. Thank you for your anointing that breaks the yoke. We break it now and we enter into rejoicing. Thank you, Lord. We enter where we could not enter before. We go where we could not go before, and we take it. We take it. We take it. We take it, and we walk in it in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be blessed. Be healed. Be blessed. Be healed. What you could not have, begin to have. Begin to have. Begin to be blessed and be healed. Live long and prosper. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is only for children, please, not for any other thing. Please, otherwise you prolong the whole service. Only for children. Now we'll pray for everybody before we close. All right? Father, thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, may he answer your prayer. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your blessing. I'd like to meet all pastors after church. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your answers to prayer. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you. Oh, may the yoke be broken. May the yoke be broken. May the yoke be broken in your life. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes. Rosemary, can you enjoy? Good. Thank you. Father, for thank you for your miracle touch. Wow. This is the lady who had a miracle the other time with her hand. Is your hand still healed? Thank you, Jesus. Begin to receive the children that the Lord is giving to you. Be blessed. Be blessed. Thank you. Thank you for an answer. Oh, yes. Yes. Believe that you receive and walk away with it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This young man, he's only 25 years old, and he was diagnosed with heart disease about 6 months ago. He's been going in and out of the hospital. He showed me his medication. It's nifedipine. For those of you who are medical people, it's for heart problems, hypertension. And he's been having palpitations, he's been having tightness in the chest, all the symptoms that one can imagine that goes along with cardiac problems. He was scheduled to have an echocardiogram on Friday, Good Friday. This was scheduled 6 months ago. He was supposed to go in for the test on Friday. He was talking to a friend who told him that he should come to church. He should just believe God and come to church, and God will make a miracle for him. And he believes tonight, as the service was going on, he felt his heart was racing, and suddenly all the symptoms disappeared, and he knows that God has delivered him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What symptoms were you having?
Okay, well, normally when it happened, I feel pains in my right part of the body. So this afternoon, I was experiencing the same thing.
You feel pains on your right?
Right part of the body. This afternoon, I was
doctor, experiencing the same. Who is my doctor today? Dr. Joe. Okay, yes.
So I discussed it with a friend who happens to be a member of this.
And what happened tonight?
Tonight, I feel I'm relieved.
You
I'm
feel
relieved.
That you are relieved?
Yes.
Totally. How do you know you are relieved?
I didn't feel the pains any longer, just after the prayers.
Really? Give the Lord a mighty clap, our friend. Father, thank you for a miracle. Heart disease is healed in Jesus' name. Amen. What happened to this one?
Of heaviness.
Over her.
Over her.
And what happened tonight?
Tonight, I feel like I'm light.
She feels very light and relieved and very happy.
I'm not heavy like I used to be.
You know, you're not heavy like you used to be. Give the Lord a clap offering. Spirit of heaviness is gone in Jesus' name. What happened to this young man? What happened to you? What was wrong with you?
I do have a pain in this leg.
Pain in your right leg?
Yes, my right leg. But as you pray, you say we should lay our hands on wherever the pain is. I just lay my left hand on the chest and this one on this leg. And as you pray, I just feel my leg being operated upon.
You felt your leg being operated upon?
Yes, and you say someone is taking a healing in the right leg. And I can feel it. Like someone is just operating on the leg. And even if this is stronger, I do feel the strength is in this. But now I can feel the strength even this than this.
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. What was there a pain? Was it pain in you?
Yeah, I guess something that hit on the leg. So I thought there might be a clot of blood in the leg.
And you believe God has healed you tonight? Yeah. Is the pain gone?
Yeah, the pain is gone. Everything. I can feel even the leg still shaking, and I can feel it very strong, you know.
Wow. God has operated on his leg tonight. Father, thank you for a wonderful miracle in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a clap offering.
Hallelujah. Bishop, we have a very powerful healing here. This gentleman has had pain in the throat for the past 6 years.
Six years?
Yes. He says that when he talks, he feels pain. Even when he swallows water, the pain is still there. And he could not shout before. And he said that this evening, as you asked us to touch wherever we had a problem, he touched the throat, and now the pain is completely gone. As he was talking to me, there was no pain. He could swallow.
Give the Lord a clap offering. Is the pain gone?
Yes.
How long have you had a pain?
6 years.
6 years.
Yes.
You are sure?
Yes.
What could you not do before? What were you doing? It was painful.
I don't know the reason. The time I...
Pastor Eddie.
Rick, I can speak any type of language. I can speak...
But the pain is gone tonight.
Yes.
Father, thank you for healing this young man's pain in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a clap of praise.
Amen.
Quickly,
Bishop,
please.
Our sister here has been healed of an abdominal pain that she has had...
Pain.
Off for about a year now.
And the pain is gone.
The pain is gone, Bishop.
Where was the pain?
I thank the Lord so much for what he has done for me.
Wow. Come on now. What has the Lord done for you tonight?
I've been having stomach pain for 2 years now.
2 years?
Yes. And when we're praying, when you said people should put their hands on
their stomach
where the pain is. Then I just believed God and I put my hand on my stomach. Then I felt that I don't know even what to say. I thank God for what he has done for me.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. He has healed our sister here. Amen. Bishop, what happened to you?
Samuel has been suffering from headaches.
Headache. God has healed your headache tonight.
For the past 3 days.
Father, thank you for healing in Jesus' name. Quickly, next test. God has healed this young man of headaches. What happened to this? Give the Lord a clap offering. If you don't clap for headache, when you see the blind, you will not. When you see the blind seeing, you will not appreciate it.
Bishop, God has healed this young man of hematuria. He has been urinating blood, having blood in his urine for the past year. He just knows that that will happen no more.
Have you checked it? Has he gone to check it?
He just believes that
he just believes. All right. Yes. Father, thank you for healing him in Jesus' name. Amen. Next person.
Hallelujah. This young man said to me when he was giving his testimony, the Lord has healed my broken heart. God has touched him tonight.
What happened to
Hallelujah.
You?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Well, tonight I came here with a broken heart. My mother has been sick for the past 2 weeks now. No money to take her to the hospital. But tonight I felt the Spirit of the Lord within me as the bishop was praying that my mother is healed. Some time ago...
Are you a Liberian?
Yes, I'm a Liberian. Some time ago, I was in school and I left school after the first term. I'm due to go by the second term on the 1st of May. I called my sister in the United States and she said her husband got sick and she's out of money. I wrote a friend of mine who said, you will help me. But tonight I believe that all of them have the money and my finances are available.
Amen. Give the Lord a clap offering for this young man. Hallelujah. What about those people? Let them come. Quickly, one after the other.
Bishop, they are believing God for a miracle, so they want you to pray for them.
They want me to pray for them. Let them come out, pray for them. Amen. Let's all stand to our feet, please. Touch. Healing touch. Healing touch. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. As every head is bowed, every eye closed, if you want to give your life to Jesus today, maybe somebody invited you, but deep down in your heart, you are not born again. You want to be born again. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. If you are here like that and you want me to pray with you, you don't want to go to hell. Maybe somebody invited you, but you know you are not a born-again Christian. You want me to pray with you. If you are here like that, lift up your right hand. Just your right hand. You are the last person I'm going to pray for before we close. Lift it up high. 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 God bless you. One young man here. Anybody else? Any hand, lift it up high so I can see. All right. God bless you. This young man, Pastor Jacob, can you sort out this young gentleman over here? God bless you. The rest of you may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.